Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to this Holy Half Hour programme here on 3TFM, your local radio station. I'm the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church, and I want to share with you some amazing tracks of music and some inspiring thoughts, all on the theme of freedom. Why freedom, you ask? And I reply, just because I am free to choose any theme I want to. I've been very privileged indeed to be given a completely free hand by the radio station for the past 2 years. You, of course, are also free to switch off, but please don't, because some of the best things in life are free, and I guarantee that if you stay tuned, you will be glad you did so. It was Rousseau, the famous French philosopher, who famously said of freedom, "People everywhere speak of freedom, yet everywhere people are in chains." People, and that includes you and me, get stuck in ruts. We can't get out of the bit. We get psychologically imprisoned, crucified by guilt, or fear, or anxiety, depression, grief, bitterness, and unable to forgive and let things go. We can all get tied to the kitchen sink, or become wage slaves, or find ourselves trapped in bad relationships, or find we have addictions. Right now, as we speak, there are kids working 12-hour shifts in sweatshops as slave labour. People being trafficked around the world and trapped into prostitution. Bad neighbours making life hell. People in poverty traps. Countries trapped in tit-for-tat cycles of violence. There are people imprisoned for their beliefs. People imprisoned within disabled bodies or ageing bodies. Individuals ensnared in unhealthy peer groups. As individuals and as a society, we can be slaves to money, which is a great servant but a terrible master. We can be slaves to consumerism, possessed by our possessions. We can be slaves to political correctness, till we're scared to speak. Slaves to peer pressure, all because we're afraid of what others will think, or because we are scared to stand alone, as Eric Carmen sings here.
Remains the cure.
Eric Carmen is frightened of being trapped in isolation on a desert island all by himself, as little me facing a big bad world on his own resources without any support from other people. Such fear can trap us into desperate measures to keep in with the in crowd and can lead us into a severe loss of freedom. But here is Susan Boyle taking the very opposite point of view.
You think that I can't live without your love, you see. You think I can't go on another day. You think I have nothing. Without you by my side, you see, somehow, someday, you think that I can never laugh again. You see. You destroyed my faith in love. You think after all you've done, I'll never find my way back home. You'll see somehow, someday.
Other people can severely impinge on our personal freedom. But Susan Boyle's determination to survive alone on her own strength and show them is its own mistake, leading us into a not-so-splendid isolation and a loss of freedom too. Freedom is a very elusive thing, and everywhere we turn there are promises of freedom which turn out to be just new forms of slavery. License is not freedom. Rebellion is not freedom. Escapisms like Wine, Woman and Song is not freedom. Here is Katie Melua singing about her addiction to wine and her addiction to being in love and finding that neither are giving her freedom. On the contrary, they are tying her in knots.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. Gave myself in a misty light. Was hypnotized by a strange delight under a lilac tree. I made wine from the lilac tree. Lost my heart in its recipe. It made me see what I want to see and be what I want to be. But I think more than I ought to think. I do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink because it brings me back you. Lilac wine. Like my love, lilac wine. coming to me. Lilac wine is sweet and heavy. Where's my love? Lilac wine, I feel
whatever it is that is curtailing our freedom right now, we can all feel for Tracy Chapman as she expresses her desperate desire to get away from it in a fast car and find personal freedom in a whole new life.
To anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
The Bible is packed full of people like ourselves who were trapped in all sorts of circumstances which curtailed their freedom. But in each case, they found freedom. God sent Moses to rescue the Hebrew slaves from Egypt. God also brought the Israelites back from exile in Babylon. David faced the giant Goliath, but God helped him win. Daniel was imprisoned in the den of lions. Again, God secured his safety and freedom. Jesus freed Zacchaeus from his greed. Jesus released the paralyzed man from his paralysis, and the deaf and the blind and all the others. Jesus released Lazarus from his grave, giving him back his life. The risen Jesus freed Mary from her grief, Peter from his guilt, Thomas from his doubts. Jesus came saying, I have come to set at liberty those who are oppressed and to proclaim release to the captives. God never leaves us as slaves. He who sent Moses is he who came himself as Jesus and is he who still comes directly or indirectly as the Holy Spirit to release us from lack of vision, imagination, hope, and faith. Here's Kate Campbell comparing God sending Moses to lead his people to freedom with God sending Martin Luther King to lead the modern-day blacks to civil rights.
Moses stood on the mountain, looked over to the promised land, took his people through the valley, said, I hope you understand, I may not get there with you. Keep on marching just the same. There ain't no turning back. It's a one-way track when you jump that freedom train. They were running through the darkness. They were bleeding from the briar, drowning out those howling dogs. They heard Miss Tubman's cry. I may not get there with you. Keep on marching just the same. There ain't no turning back. It's a one-way track when you jump that freedom train. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. I have stood on the mountain. I've seen the promised land, but I may not get there with you. Keep on marching just the same. There ain't no turning back. It's a one-way track when you jump that freedom train. I have stood on the mountain. I've seen the promised land, but I may not get there with you. Keep on marching just the same. There ain't no turning back. It's a one-way track when you jump that freedom train.
So far, we've been thinking of freedom mostly as freedom from all the things which trap us. But let's focus now on the more positive aspect of freedom for things. I love the story about the newborn bird standing in its nest high up in the branches of a tree. It looks down from the great height and contemplates making its first ever flight. As it hesitates, the mother bird says, "Go on, fly. You're a bird. You can fly. Go on, live. You're a human. You can live freely." This is the Creator's gift to us as creatures. We can mount up with wings like eagles, as the Bible puts it. R. Kelly puts it beautifully in this next song, "I Believe I Can Fly."
I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I know it starts inside of me. Oh, oh, if I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. Think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Oh, I believe I can fly.
Freedom is not just freedom from things, but also freedom for things. Freedom is not just about not being behind bars. Freedom is also about being liberated and enabled to do what we were designed to do, like a bird flying, and about being who we were born to be. Nobody illustrates this better than Susan Boyle. The whole world shared that moment when she opened her mouth to sing on a talent show. And everyone knew instantly that this was the moment when she was who she was born to be.
When I was a child, I could see the wind in the trees, and I heard song in the breeze. It was there singing out my name. But I'm not a girl. I have known the taste of defeat, and I finally grown to believe it will all come around again. Though I may not know the answers, I can finally say I'm free. And if the
once upon a time, there was a kite who got fed up of being tied to the wee boy down below who kept tugging at him. The kite thought, if I could just wriggle free of that boy, I could soar to new heights and enjoy real freedom. So he hit on a cunning plan. He swooped round and cut right through the connecting string. There, he was free at last. He rose in the sky, but only for a moment. Next thing, he was crashing to the ground. Then he discovered that he needed the wee boy and the connecting string and the tension and the cooperation. We don't fly unaided. A violin string on its own is useless. But tied down at both ends, it makes beautiful music. This is the great paradox of freedom. We are only truly free when we are highly disciplined, serving other people, and above all, totally surrendered to Jesus, obeying and serving him. There's a lovely hymn which puts it well. Make me a captive, Lord, and then I shall be free. Abraham Lincoln once visited a slave market and was so upset that he bought a slave girl just to set her free. At first she couldn't take it all in, so she asked him, "You mean I'm free? I can go anywhere. I can do anything I choose. I'm free." He said, "Yes, you are free." And she said, "In that case, can I choose freely to be your servant?" Jesus has set us free from slavery to sin. Now we freely choose to serve him. Michael Card explains. When it comes to freedom, we are never more free than when we are tied to Jesus. Paul and Silas were imprisoned for preaching about freedom in Christ. There they were in a dungeon, behind bars, at midnight, singing hymns of praise like two birds in a cage, totally free inside, even when behind bars. The jailer, the man with the keys, felt his life was tied in knots, and he asked them for their secret. Freedom is not about external circumstances. Freedom is about being tied to Jesus, like John Daniel, Dolly Parton's hero, here in our last song. Bye for now.
John Daniel came to town one summer afternoon, wearing dirty work clothes, so everyone presumed he was just another logger from the logging camp nearby. And he was, but there was something different in John Daniel's eyes. John Daniel was a young man, not more than 24, and there was an air about him that one could not ignore. And in spite of callous hands and dirty clothes, his face was kind, and I wanted so to know what was in John Daniel's mind. John Daniel, tell me, where did you come from? Tell me, where is it?
Yeah.